Life's ups and downs. Skyscrapers are a common sight in the world's big cities. They have been with us, though, for only about 125 years. The first one was built in Chicago in 1885. It had 10 stories. Let's discover what led to this new kind of building, which changed the shape of cities. There used to be only one way to make very tall buildings. Stones were cut to the correct shape. Then the stones were placed one on top of the other. This is the way the great cathedrals of Europe were built hundreds of years ago. The enormous weight of the walls was spread over a large area on the ground. The base of the walls had to be many feet thick. This method of building used a large amount of cut stone. And stone was not cheap. That was one problem with tall buildings. Another was getting people from the ground to the higher levels. Most people were not willing to climb more than 5 flights of stairs. The first problem was solved in the late 1880s. That is when steel came into wide use, a set of steel girders fastened together supported the structure. That way, the outside walls no longer carried the weight of the building. The walls could now be made of lighter materials. There was no limit to how tall buildings could be, except for all those stairs. Elisha Otis, a mechanic from Vermont, solved the second problem. In the 1850s, Otis was working in a factory that made beds. Elevators then were run by steam power. They were just coming into use in America. Their main purpose was to move freight from one factory floor to another. The place where Otis worked had one. It was just a cage hanging from a rope. It was raised or lowered inside a framework that kept it from swinging. If the rope broke, there was nothing to stop the cage from crashing to the ground. Otis thought about this. He came up with a device that would keep such accidents from happening. It was a kind of brake for the cage. As soon as the rope or wire cable broke and the cage began to fall, a spring caused 2 steel rods to shoot out of the sides of the cage. These fitted into slots running the length of the elevator shaft. That kept the cage from falling any farther. Otis's invention worked well. So in 1854, he took it to New York to a special business fair for new inventions. He climbed into the elevator cage. Then the cage was raised as high as it would go. After a signal was given, a helper on the ground cut the rope holding up the cage. Instead of falling, the cage remained in place. The crowd gasped. Then they cheered. Otis began taking orders for the elevator company he started. The company still carries his name. Otis's invention could be used to convey people safely to the upper floors of very tall buildings. This helped make the skyscraper possible. Elevators improved even more when they began running on electricity instead of steam. Electric elevators were faster, smoother, and quieter. They were also less likely to break down. The 10-story Chicago building, which was demolished in 1931, was followed by Manhattan's first skyscraper, the 22-story Flatiron Building. It is still a New York landmark. Then there is the 110-story Willis Tower in Chicago. It has over 100 elevators, the fastest ones make the quarter-mile ride to the top in 1 minute with perfect safety.